interesting as an event manager. Like, I read a lot about weddings and wedding budgets and, you know, trends, whatever, because it's interesting to me. But, like, I think a lot of people, especially, like, younger people my age... Do you guys have TLC? Like, the station?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
But it's basically, they have this, like, Bride Day Friday where they show all these bridal shows and stands to the dress and, like... And I feel like a lot of people are getting married because they really want you this big party that's all about them, and I want to wear a beautiful dress, and I want to have a candy bar, like... And I mean, power to them, because it keeps me in business, right? But, you know, like, it's really interesting that we have this really big focus now on pop culture and, like, the wedding, but not, like, the actual marriage. Like, you know, just the groom is, like, an afterthought. They'll, like, be like, oh, like, I want an A-line gown, and I want this, and it's going to be at a beautiful cathedral. I'm marrying a guy named Eric, and we're going to have these kind of flowers.
Yeah, but I think they're, like, two separate things. You don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, when you ask about the wedding, obviously you're going to talk about the party.
It's such a big thing now. Like, people want to have a wedding.
Yeah. I want to.
Yeah, like...
And what I most hate is that people get married in the church when they actually don't believe in God and that things. Yeah. But that is just because it's
custom,
a tradition.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not respecting the ones that are really doing it because they are religious.
See, I think that's where I'm lucky being a Jew. Is we don't have to be married inside of a synagogue because we have what's called a chuppah over us, which, if you think about it, it's like a big scarf, and it just has, like, just like the four poles kind of thing. And when you actually get married, you have to sign what's called a ketubah, which is a wedding license, but it's just for the religion, and it's recognized by the state, actually, of Israel. But so you don't have to be inside. You don't have to be anywhere. As long as you have that, and then when the rabbi or the non-Amish person blesses you, you have what's called a talis, which is what you wear over you. You're good. You got something by God done. So you don't have to. You could be inside, like, a city hall, and you're good
you
to go.
You can decide, but people, they most
want. Yeah.
I think
church.
More people,
exactly. My parents
think more
get
people are venturing out now, though, and having kind of a wedding their way.
Outdoor
like,
wedding.
Yeah, like outdoor
kind of
wedding, and then there's different venues or whatever. Like,
I think it's also up to, like, your parents and grandparents. Like, if your parents, like, really believe and stuff, you would do it for them,
for sure.
Kind of.
Yeah.